Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is Patty Valenzuela, the senior pastor of Ignite Movement Church in El Paso, Texas. Thank you for joining me. I hope this helps you and encourages you and helps you become all that you were created to be. Enjoy the message. Welcome everybody to my podcast. I'm Patty Valenzuela with you guys here. And we just had an incredible women's conference. It was actually our first women's conference, and it was just so powerful. There was such a move of God and a glory of God. I just want to do a quick recap, and I've got a special guest with me today, Pastor Norma Carneta, and she was actually one of the speakers for our women's conference, and it was just truly, I was blown away.
It really was an amazing weekend. I can't believe it's already been a week. It's been so fast, but the testimonies that we've heard from the women, the transformation, and just the new season that, I don't want to get ahead, but
tell them the testimonies of what happened.
Well, I mean, there was just so many women that came out, just, they felt like they were just thrusted into a new season.
Yeah.
Like they were just like, they came in one way and they left another. There was one particular woman I remember, speaking with, in between, the breaks, and she came in and she looked so defeated. She was telling me her life was a mess.
Wow.
Her home life was a mess. And by the time that she left the conference, Apostle, it was amazing. It was like a different woman because there was such an empowerment that came over her life.
Wow.
And there was such a hope. You could just tell that she was just ready to go home and to face whatever she had to face, but she was definitely not the same woman.
Wow, that's incredible to hear. I did hear some testimonies. We had one girl that, because I knew that there was going to be a lot of healing and I knew there was going to be a lot of deliverance, and we had been paving the way and pioneering for women, and something that that was so interesting, and I gotta say this because it wasn't just for women, because you know we obviously had the men here that were helping us serve, and I had several men, quite frankly, lots of men who quote unquote said, Apostle, thank you so much for this women's conference, and they said something along the lines of, thank you for putting this women's conference together. You don't know what it did to me. So it wasn't just for women.
It was really
anybody could have been here.
Yes.
And the glory of God, the word that went forth, it was just really for anybody. It could have been male, female. It was such a marking point, I think, even for our ministry, because we've never had a women's conference before.
Never.
And this was actually the first. We didn't know what to expect. We didn't know, but it packed out. And
it was so God.
It was God.
His hand was definitely upon it.
Yeah, and even praying up until that conference, even just praying, I know that you were with me and some of the shifts, and it was just how incredible. What an attack upon women's lives.
Yes.
Women have a lot of roles, and we have a lot of hats that we have to wear and a lot of shoes that we have to fit into.
Yeah.
We have a lot of roles that we have to play on the earth, and I include myself and men as well, each one has their own roles, but just to pioneer that women's conference was not something, it wasn't an easy task.
No, it wasn't.
With reason, once we got finished with the conference, now I understood why it was so fast.
Yes.
There was testimony after testimony, and I knew coming into that conference, I knew there was going to be a lot of healings just at the beginning of the year, and I'll share this testimony really quick. We have some pastors over in Albuquerque, and they run our church over in Albuquerque, New Mexico. They've been wanting a baby forever. Every doctor has told them they could not have a kid. And I'm not talking about like, they just need a prayer over their womb. No.
Right.
It was impossible for her to have a kid. At all. She
My
could not,
goodness.
Her. It was impossible for her fallopian tubes to even be open and really even just give birth to any child. It was just impossible. They were going to go through some treatments. It was very costly.
Yeah.
They thought about adoption. They came to our service at the beginning of a few months back. And I remember they were just sitting in the front row, and she had finally surrendered it to God. They had prayed for her. So many people had prayed for her.
And prophesied.
And prayed for her year after year. But it was so crazy. And one of our pastors tells me, oh my gosh, Apostle, you were just so bold, because I'm preaching. And as I'm preaching, literally it had to have been God, because I have the fear of the Lord up there. And I stopped in the middle of the preaching. And when I stop, the Lord directs me to them.
I remember that day.
You do remember?
Yes.
And I remember her husband just took it on. Yeah. She was just kind of, she just felt maybe like, gosh, you know, hope deferred makes the heart sick, if right. you will, like in the book of Proverbs. I kind of saw her like that. Mm-hmm. And I said out loud, I said, the Spirit of the Lord says that this is the year you're going to give birth, which is a really bold, it is a bold statement. Very. One, it had to have been God, yes. because it's, she cannot have babies at all. There was something wrong with her fallopian tubes, completely closed, shut, twisted. It looked like a pretzel, if wow. you will. Doctors said there was no way that she was ever going to have a baby. Wow. So I stop, I say that, and he says he took it. And it wasn't like, I mean, she was obviously crying. She felt the presence of God. She got pregnant. She goes to the doctor, as a matter of fact. She had endometriosis, all kinds of yes. different diagnoses. Doctor comes in because they're going to go in and do a treatment. And when they go My in goodness. And do a treatment, they see a heartbeat. She didn't even incredible. Know she was pregnant.
I love
And the
that.
Doctor didn't believe it. The doctor yeah. had to do a double and said, oh, what? This is impossible. And they said, you're going to have to go get blood work because there's no way that you are pregnant. And yep, sure enough, baby's there. And I posted it on our social media page. And so I knew coming into this, God was speaking to me. And he said, there's going to be a lot of healings in women.
Yes.
And I saw it. I'm seeing arthritis. You know, we had people, one man, as a matter of fact, he was just completely healed of arthritis. We just saw so much deliverance.
Yes.
So much healing.
That's something that we did feel coming up to the conference as we covered it in prayer, as we had intercession for it. We knew that God was showing us that there was going to be a lot of deliverance. Women were going to get delivered
yeah.
because that's what we were feeling.
Yeah.
Every time we would pray for the conference, there would be deliverance.
It was just beautiful. And I saw, you know, something that I want to share is you said something so interesting because I know that you were one of the speakers there and it was your first time. And
it was an honor.
And I just, you know, and even one of my dear friends, I just love them. They did amazing. You know, we're going to sell the conference, by the way, so that you can get the conference in its entirety. And you can just, in the privacy of your own home there, you could listen to it. And it could be for male, female alike. And God is going to minister you. But one of the things that I just, that I love seeing is people stepping into the fullness of their purpose. I thrive on that. When I see somebody who really starts stepping into the fullness of what God has created them to be, not just release a word over you, but literally see you and to see a before and an after, I think it's just, I thrive. And so even one of the pastors, one of our speakers, and she said, wow, just to see Pastor Norma from the last season that I saw her to now is just truly remarkable to see the transformation, the impartation, wow. the activation, the new level, the new anointing, the new glory that's upon your life. And I thrived on that because when you were up there, I saw a new pastor. And I think that wow. that's the desire for every person that's listening to us. I think that we are entering into a new season.
We definitely are.
And I literally gave an example. And I said, it's kind of like a, if you will, just even an animal that sheds its skin or a reptile that sheds its skin. Mm-hmm. I feel that it's the shedding of an old skin.
Yeah.
So that we can enter into the new.
Definitely.
And I'm excited to see the newness of what God is going to do and release in these next few months, in these next few, in these cycles, the cycle that we're actually entering into. And I want to just share real quick because I shared it at the conference and I just think it's so key and so vital because, you know, I the Lord laid it in my heart, something that was just, it just kind of went, I don't know, everybody started running with it, but it's like, and even men were like, how do I become heaven's version of myself?
Oh, that's so good.
You know, because there's a lot of versions that we can become. I myself I've fallen into a different version and I started to play a part that wasn't me. And you know me, I'm very real. You've known me for many years and I'm just real. And I love to be real with people because I believe that that gives a lot of hope to people.
Yes.
And it's like, man, if she can conquer that, I can. And I think that that gives people hope. And so I gave the example of like even our iPhones, you know, how you maybe have an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord was saying this to me because I believe that we are being prepared for the next season of what the release is going to be. And I can feel it. And I can
yes.
feel it even now in my own personal life, even just doing these podcasts. I mean, the room is saturated in the glory of God.
It definitely is.
And I could, you know, and one of the things that the Lord was saying is, and the example that he shared with me is like, it's, you know, if you ever get your iPhone, updates, and your iPhone always wants to update. Yeah. I always ignore it. I cancel them. I don't have time for an update. Exactly. Ask me at 12 midnight, then you can update all night, right. You know? But I don't, most of us, you know, and I do, most people probably listening have, you know, at one point
at
in
like
your life,
30 updates
like,
I
yeah,
to
it's like, I don't have time for an update. But the Lord showed me this example. You get updates on your phones. And the reason why your phone updates is because it's trying to repair itself and it's trying to avoid glitches on your phone. So it's trying to avoid any hindrance to a glitch that could come so that your phone can work most effectively.
Yeah.
And that's, the Lord was saying, the glory of God and the latter glory that's coming, the presence of God that's been increasing, because we feel it. We can feel it. We had, and you can testify to this, we had people say that they have never felt God's presence to that degree, to that kind of, I mean, just people walking in, even just the ushering in of that presence.
And these are people that have been believers for a very long time.
Yes.
They're not people that are not, you know, that have never felt the presence of God have never walked into. These are people that are, you know, well-seasoned Christians that have been walking in the Lord for years.
Yes.
That have expressed that have never felt the presence of God, the glory of God, to the degree that they're
felt.
Yes.
And I'm seeing it myself. And obviously, you know, with glory comes a story behind it. And so we've had many, you know, which takes me to what I'm going to share today. But the Lord said to me, the presence of God is like the updates of an iPhone. Mm-hmm. And it's coming to bring an update in your life. And so the presence of God is so key in our lives, because oftentimes we don't spend enough time in that type of presence.
Right.
And so we live with all kinds of glitches.
Mm-hmm.
We're not up to date. Yeah. We're still dealing with the rejection of the past.
Yeah.
We're still dealing with the self-pity of the past. We're not up to date of where God wants us to be. And the presence of God actually allows us to come into that up to date.
I love that.
You know, how God wants to change certain things.
Yeah.
He wants to bring something to work, because he's a God of movement.
Yes, he is.
And he's never in the past. He's always ahead.
Yeah,
he said he went into our future.
Mm-hmm.
We're just trying to catch up to that.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's the Alpha Omega. We're predestined people. And so he wants to change the inner parts of our lives. And so I feel that one moment in that type of glory can just really transform you.
Yeah, it does.
And so I believe that, and I shared it, that God wants you to be his version.
That is, I love that.
Because I think that we've become a lot of versions.
Yeah.
You know, and God is saying, I don't want you to be another version. I want you to be my version. I have something in mind. He's got a perfect plan for us. And his version is that we are healed, whole, body. And that's the name of our conference from this point on, Blessed.
Yeah.
And because that's what we're called to be. We're called to be really whole
exactly.
women. And there's so much insecurity in the body of Christ, so much jealousy, competition, slander, criticism. We've become the byproduct of something that we were not called to be. And so God has this perfect plan, and we have to journey, you know, the plan. I don't think that the plan is something that we arrive to. I believe that it's something that we have to journey, because
right.
I didn't arrive to God's perfect, quote unquote, heavenly version. I think that it's something that has been journeyed in my life.
Yeah.
You know, as I walk through life, as I walk through valleys, as I've walked through, you know, sickness even in my own body, that doctors said, oh, it might be such and such. Like last December, right before my book was actually going to come out, the doctor gave me a report.
Yeah.
And it was some rare disease.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I sat with the doctor and the doctor says, oh, it might be blah, 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 you know. And I say this for the glory of God, because I want to be real with the public. I want to be real with the people, because, you know, sometimes people see us in the pulpit and they think like, oh, they don't ever go through anything.
It's so true. Or if you do get sick, you feel guilty.
Or you feel like you're not supposed to. You know,
right.
But there's an enemy.
There's something wrong with you.
Exactly. No, you know, we're attacked.
Yeah.
And just because, you know, but that is not heaven's version of me. And
exactly.
I sat right there in the doctor's office, and, you know, my family wasn't in there. But I remember the doctor gave me this diagnosis. And basically, in a nutshell, he said, if you do have this rare disease, he said, you will have to, that's the new norm for you. And I just resisted that. I was like, no,
exactly.
I am not that. And that is not heaven's version for my life. And I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. And sure enough, you know, after a biopsy and everything, nothing came out. It was just, you know, a fluke. They said, well, maybe when you went into a nation, you ate something bad or, you know, whatever. And so, you know, but I believe that if you want to know really what, you know, what you're called for, if you will, or you know, think about what hell is really nervous about in your life. You know, think about why is hell nervous about you? Why the attack? Right. What makes hell nervous about you? You know, and when you see that what you've been up under attack, you know, Satan tends to send assignments your way. And not to you, the person. This is one thing that you got to get. He sends the assignments to the plan of God that is
you. That's really good.
You are a plan of God. The Bible says that before the foundations of the earth, before, you were already a plan. You were an idea, a plan in God's mind. And so before you were even a person. And so most of the attacks that come into our lives, it's against the plan of God and the assignment of God. It's not against the person.
Right.
Now, the person is carrying the plan of God. Mm-hmm. You're listening to me. You're watching me. You are a plan of God. There is a plan of God that is over your life. And so the attacks, the assignments that are coming upon your life, it's really to attack that plan so that you don't become heaven's version of that plan. So there's a lot of versions, you know.
I love what you said, though, that, you know, to get rid of the glitches and to really become the best version, heaven's best version, it is in the presence of God.
Yes.
You know, it is getting full of the presence of God.
That's the only way.
And personally in my life, that's the way that I feel like I'm actually going somewhere is, you know, when I get in the presence of God, you really can see your life a lot clearer, what God has for you a lot clearer, despite all the craziness going on in your natural life.
You when know. I first met you, you were one of the fierce. You had so much fear.
I did.
You were one of the I don't know. I mean, a lot of people cross my path, but you really grabbed onto me. You really held onto me, and you really like, this woman's going to mentor me. And I remember when I first met you, you were very scared. You were afraid to even ask God for certain things. And then just to arrive from there to now, you were speaking before, you know, I mean, there were people viewing, you know, so there were thousands of viewers, people that got to, you know, hear this conference, this women's conference for the first time. And so how do you arrive to something like that? You're becoming heaven's best version. You went from somebody who's scared.
Yeah.
Somebody who was, yes, you've gone through things and you've endured things, but you're becoming heaven's best version.
Right.
And so there were attacks, but the attacks were against your assignment. The attacks were against the plan of God that were over your life. And so when you arrive, you know, I love what you just said, because you're now arriving into a place where you're like, I'm evolving into this person that God, I'm becoming the plan that God had for me. And it is in the presence of God.
It is. It really is. And it's not like from one day to another, because, you know, even like I felt that word that you shared, you know, when we were going into a new season, leaving the conference, like I felt so different. You know, I was one of the speakers, but I felt so different. I totally received what you were releasing. I felt such a weight of God's glory on every word that you were saying as you were releasing that and leaving the conference. You know, my kids were not home. You know, I wanted to get a little bite to eat, you know, and I don't usually go eat by myself. I don't, you know, that's just something I never really do, you know. But I was like, you know, I don't want to go home, take food home. I just want to get something quick. So I went to a restaurant. I felt really different. This is just something very personal to me, because I never have really gone into somewhere to eat, you know, and it was a nice restaurant, you know, where there's waiters. It wasn't like fast food, but I felt so different. I was doing things that I usually didn't do before, and it felt so natural to me. I felt like I was in new skin, like I did shed something
That's
old,
right.
something insecure. Even being a speaker, like I really felt thrusted into a new season. Well, long story short, I was able to evangelize to the waiter. Next day was Sunday morning, and he came to church, and he accepted Jesus.
I love
it. You know, so I know that as we step in and we become God's best version, it's a win-win situation,
Completely.
You know, for everyone, for the kingdom.
Yes, and I think that plan, the plan of God that's over people's lives, is it will protect you. It's what protects you from any hex, any witch, any curse,
right.
because there is no, the plans of God are going to succeed, you know,
right.
and we can see it through.
Yeah.
And we are not called to become Satan's version.
Exactly.
And oftentimes when we go through something, it is the job of Satan to insert another version in your life, to cause you to react to such a way that you become something else because of a trauma, because of an abuse, because of a situation. All of a sudden we become something that that plan of God did not, God did not orchestrate that plan of God for us. And so we become Satan's version, or we can become our own culture's version, or we can become other people's version. What other people want for us. And so we've got to get in the face of God. And it's only in the glory. That's why we have to be hungry for the glory of God. It's in that kind of presence, that thick, kabod, weighty kind of presence, that the that we get these updates. And we're being updated. We're being updated. And so we're just kind of constantly being transformed into his likeness, into his image, you know. And sometimes we may be a little uncomfortable with the update. Because I know, like, if I update my phone and it's like, what? I was used to the old. And so we become so comfortable. And the norm to us is how we used to be. But God doesn't want you to. He wants you to continually evolve and, you know, transform into
and
the next.
And they even take time. The updates take time. So you do have to take time.
That's very
in
good.
The presence of God.
Yes. And so I believe that our goal has to be heaven's best version. That should be our goal all the time. And I think that some people may have felt tired in the past. And I feel like a lot of the women and men, they shut off a lot of stuff, you know. I think that that should be a lot of the goals. What do I have to shed off? What am I carrying from this last season so that I can enter into this new? And I shared with them, and I think it's so funny because I was telling God, and I was in my prayer closet, and I'm just sitting there, and I tell God, God, you dealt such a bad hand. You gave me such a bad hand in life. Like, I said that, and I'm being honest with everybody. And I'm just like, God, you know, you could have just, you know, why? Why did you have to give me this hand? Like, you know, why does my life have to be so fought? Why did you dealt me such a bad hand in life? You know, and I remember so clearly God just, you know, it's just, I didn't hear the voice of God, like, audible, but it was just that inner voice.
Yeah.
And I knew it was God speaking to me. And he said, it's not the hand I dealt you. It's how you're going to play that hand.
Wow.
And how, and then it reminded me of you know, the Uno cards that I play with my kids, you know, and I play with them. Jacqueline loves Uno. Mm-hmm. And so I'll sit there and play with Andy and Jacqueline, and we play Uno. And there was one, I love to win. And, you know, my family's, you know, we can be quite competitive. And everybody wants to win in my family. And that includes me. And I remember one time, you know, it just, I felt like it didn't get shuffled right. And because I had, like, I don't know, 20 yellow cards and one wild card. And I thought, there is no way I'm going to win. But I played it so strategically that I won.
Wow.
And it was like God showing me, it's how you play it. I will give you the strategy. If I have a plan for your life, if there is a heaven's perfect plan for your life, then I will see you through that.
Yeah.
And it's how you play that version and or that hand. And it's what version you're going to become. And so I stopped complaining about the hand that was dealt to me, and I started to play the hand strategically.
That's really good.
And when you start to play this hand strategically, you're no longer crying about what was.
Exactly.
But you take what was and you use it for your own advantage.
Right.
And, you know, and it's so easy to now step into the new seasons and the new cycles of what God wants, you know, because I believe that every season is going to demand something of you, you know, every version of yourself is going to demand. There's going to be a demand in the next season. In this next season, it's going to demand and require something more of us. And so in a good way. But I do feel the release of the presence of God. I do feel the glory of God.
Like never before. It's so strong.
Very, 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 you know. And I think, you know, at this point, because I asked myself, you know, where were all these different points in my life that could have been another version?
Wow.
I could have been another version. I could have just, I don't know. There's just a lot of versions I'd rather not say, but there would have been a lot of, a lot of wrong versions for me.
Yeah.
You know, but I think the objective is to really become, what is heaven? What is heaven's version of you? So I'm asking everybody listening, watching, what is heaven's version of you? Is it sickness? No. Right. Is it insecurity? No.
Exactly.
Is it self-pity? No. Is it unforgiveness? No. Is it for you to be frustrated all your life? No. Discouraged? No. You know, heaven's best version is to be free. Heaven's best version is for you to be whole and be really blessed. And so
Right.
I want you to just share real quick. What did you feel at that conference? What do you feel God is doing in not just women, but like men overall?
Well, I just think like, you know, we are in such a movement of the new.
Yeah.
We really are leaving everything behind. And I mean, just personally for me, I have felt, you know, that this is something that God surprised us with. Yes. This, you know, like it was like, because there was such, you know, like we were just looking at the bad, like there was a lot of attack, but God has surprised us with this new season, because it's like, he was kind of like, hey, look up, you know, there's a lot of good that's going on. And I just feel like personally for me, this new season, there's a lot of expectation. There's a lot of that I feel like has been building up through my life, through the struggles, through the trials.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel that in general, because I don't know, I'm sure that I was not the only one going through stuff. And I know that you weren't the only one going through stuff. I know that there was a lot of people that have gone
corporately,
through a lot. Yes, corporately, that have gone through a very hard season. And I think that this was such a refreshment to hear the voice of God. And thank you for hearing God, for taking the time to hear God, and to really help us to be ushered into that new season.
Yeah.
Because it's something that's full of expectation. You see the difference in the people, because they did feel it, but they didn't know how to articulate it.
Correct.
In the spirit. Like, you know, I feel something different, but what is it?
Yeah.
And when that word was released, that was incredible, because we were able to place like, okay, that's what's going on.
Yeah. And you know, what's interesting is I'm sure you're listening and you don't ever want to waste your time.
No.
You know, I don't know anybody that wants to waste time. Exactly. Some people are probably wasting time. Stop wasting time. But, you know, what causes us to not be heaven's version? And I think of a good example is Saul. Now, this blows my mind, because Wow. If you really study the scriptures, 1 Samuel 13:13, and you could go there or read it, but God chose Samuel. Saul. Saul was the people's choice.
Mm-hmm.
To be the next king. Yeah. Of Israel. And they wanted a king. God gives them Saul. Saul was the choice. And the Bible, if you study it, it says that God said to Saul, you will reign. This kingdom is yours. Mm. In other words, there's not going to be another king after you. You are it, Saul. You know, yes, after his, you know, death, there will be other kings. But he was the king. He was the right. Chosen king.
Right.
And he didn't really, you know, give God his best. He was so disobedient. And so what will determine the best version of, or heaven's best version of yourself, is obedience.
Oh, that's good.
See, Saul didn't obey God, and that caused David to step to the plate. And so David would have come on to the place of kingship, because Saul was the king, but David had to come on because Saul disobeyed God. And
that's
so
really,
your obedience has everything to do with whether or not you're going to become heaven's best version.
Yeah.
Think about your life. What area in your life you're disobeying God?
My God.
That is preventing you from becoming heaven's best version.
Yeah.
The hesitancy to be obedient to God is preventing you from becoming heaven's best version. And so, you know, I just want to encourage every person, you know, don't forfeit that version.
That's
or
really
whose
good.
Version are you becoming?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, think about that for a moment, because David, we talk about David all the time, but really it was Saul who could have just stayed with the kingdom, you know?
That's really crazy, because I think a lot of people think that it's so natural as you read the Bible, like, okay, after Saul, it was David.
Yeah.
But it didn't always have to be that way.
No.
You know?
And so I just want to encourage everybody that's listening, you know, get the entire conference. We're going to put it out soon. So just stay tuned. We're going to get it out for you. You can actually call the office and we can either mail it to you or get it in your hands. But I just want to encourage everybody, and I want to pray for everybody that's perhaps,
yes,
has been disobedient. That's
okay.
What I want to pray, because that's preventing you from entering into the new.
Yeah.
Maybe you're wearing old garments, or you just are comfortable with the shell.
Wow.
of the past.
Yeah.
You know, every animal has to shed its skin. It's time to shed it. And maybe you just, the norm for you was that, but after a while it becomes a prison.
Yeah.
And so why you feel frustrated is because it's no longer comfortable, because God is trying to birth you into something new.
Mm.
And so I want to pray for every person that's like been disobedient. You know, if you've been disobedient, listen, it's time to step into the new. So I just want to pray for you, and I just release a word over every person right now, every woman, every man. Now's the time to step into the new. Every
yes.
area of your life that's been disobedient, in disobedience, I just declare right now that this word is bringing the fear of God and yeah. conviction over you, that you would repent. And I'm going to lead you in a prayer right there, just where you're at. Just say, Father, I ask you to forgive me for being all disobedient in any area of my life. I repent. I ask you to show me those areas. I step into the updates and I spend time with you in your presence. Mm-hmm. I get into a good church where it's full of the presence of God so that I can step into the fullness of the presence of God. Father, today in the name of Jesus, I ask you that you forgive me. I receive the new. I receive the updates. Speak to me now. I don't want to be any version but what the version that you have for me. I recognize you have a plan for my life, and I thank you because that plan is protecting me from everything else, and I want to step into that perfect plan. Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Listen, if you're listening to us, I just declare healing over your body. I declare miracles over your body. I declare suddenlies. Yes. I declare that you're stepping into the new right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Apostle, thank you so much for having me on your podcast. It was such an honor. Yes. It's always fun to do this with you. And if you all are not already connected with Apostle Patty Valenzuela, you can connect with her on Instagram, Patty A. Valenzuela, also Facebook, Patty Valenzuela. And I'm just so excited for you all to get more of the podcast. There's a lot more coming up. Send your questions if you have questions. If there's anything that you're curious about that you'd like to know, send questions to the Patty Valenzuela podcast, and they will get answered.
And make sure you send your questions. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining me. If you're listening through Apple Podcasts, don't forget to rate us and share with your friends and family. Leave us a comment and let us know what God has been doing in your life. Connect with me on my Instagram and Facebook and check us out on our website, www.ignitemovement.org. Links down below. Until next time.